you got
cooking?
How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Well, as the kids like to say, that escalated fast, didn't it? By that I mean hurricane season, of course. Talk about your 1-2 tropical punch. And yeah, I'm sure somebody else has already used that line, but I just couldn't resist. I'm sure the local fear-mongers have used up every cliche and bad play on words known to weather con artists. I mean, forecasters. Sorry, I'm a little jaded when it comes to local TV meteorologists. I mean, I know they're just doing their jobs. I had to do some of the same things when I was Irv Harrigan on the Hudson and Harrigan show back in the day. We had a couple of different bosses who wanted us to make every little news item sound a whole lot bigger than it really was, you know, just to keep people listening longer. And tropical storms were right up there at the top of their lists. But I was determined not to be strong-armed into misleading the audience by overhyping a storm way before we even knew if it was a halfway reasonable threat to the greater Houston area. And that's exactly what some of these local TV weather broadcasters do. They get everybody all lathered up over a storm that's still 3 or 4 days away. And that's when the stores start running out of essentials like non-perishable food items and bottled water. And let's be honest here. They don't know where these storms are going to make landfall 3 or 4 days in advance. Nobody does. That's why one of the most popular weather websites in Houston is Space City Weather, spacecityweather.com. And right under the title banner, it says, Hype-Free Forecasts. That tells you everything you need to know about Space City Weather versus the TV weather local yokels. The two guys who run Space City Weather are legitimate weather experts. And they're not trying to get your undivided attention 24/7 to drive up their ratings. They're serious meteorologists who simply give you the facts 2 or 3 times a day. Now, sure, they sell ads on their website, just like I sell commercials on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. But those advertisements don't go up in price based on how many people log onto their website, like commercials do on local TV stations and radio stations. Look, I don't know much about much, but I do know how broadcasting works. And I can assure you, television stations get what they call overnights, or instant ratings from the previous day. And they sit around and carefully analyze minute-to-minute returns on those ratings. If the numbers, that's what broadcasting insiders call the ratings. If the numbers show that viewers increase dramatically as the direct result of some weather talking head overplaying the possibility of a storm moving toward Houston, well, guess what the bosses will tell all the other weather people to do? Yup, preach that doom and gloom so our ratings will skyrocket, everybody. And I'm not exaggerating either, because I've been there. I've had bosses order me to go on the air and make something sound bigger and better than it really is, just to try to get the audience to stick around a few minutes longer and drive our ratings up. And I've had my tushy torched by more than one hotshot manager when I refused to do it. No, I'm not going to out anybody. That's not what this rant's all about. Don't expect me to go all Kitty Kelly on you here. And if you're old enough to understand that joke, then you're old enough to wear a mask, be extra careful, and not get the COVID. And don't get me wrong, this storm was bad enough. Lord knows it was bad enough. And I'm not trying to diss the local TV weather forecasters. I'm sure there are some of them who are just as upset with the marching orders they get from their bosses as I was back in the day. But my problem is this whole attitude of, we'll do anything to get better ratings. Of course, local TV weather experts play an important role during hurricane season, especially when a big storm like Laura is rolling in. And we saw that firsthand this last week. But when management and on-the-air types resort to scare tactics just to increase the size of their audience or how long people continue to watch, I must admit that really honks me off. Those kinds of things are what give the media a bad name. And sometimes it embarrasses me to admit I'm in this business. And I've been on the air since I was 15 years old, for crying out loud. That's 55 years. So I've literally invested a lifetime in this industry. Now, I'm proud of what it once stood for. The problem is that journalism and weather forecasting and sports reporting, everything else that requires a modicum of accuracy and integrity, just ain't what it used to be. And obviously, I'm none too happy about it. I remember one of my very first jobs in radio was one of my hometown stations in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And one of the most popular on-air personalities was the TV weather guy, Harold Taft. Yeah, he's long since passed away, but he was one of the most dedicated professional broadcasters I've ever had the pleasure to work with. And he was not only a good coworker and friend, but he was also a major influence on my early career as a teenaged air personality. His primary responsibility was to draw the weather maps. Yep, they drew them by hand back then. And then create the forecasts each day on the TV station that shared the same call letters and building as the radio station I worked for. We were owned by the same parent company, so we were sister stations, as they were commonly referred to back in those days. So it only made sense that Harold would also type up a weather forecast for the AM radio station and the FM radio station, too. That meant we didn't get our weather forecasts from the Associated Press Newswire like all the other stations in town. We got ours directly from the most respected meteorologist in North Texas. And Harold Taft was a whole lot more than just a TV weather guy. He was also a colonel in the Air Force Reserve. And even though he was only about 5'6" tall, he possessed what some people would call a commanding presence whenever he walked into any room, especially if people were talking about the weather. Because nobody, and I mean nobody, knew more about the weather than Harold Taft. And so it was that I learned one of the most valuable lessons of my early broadcasting career from Mr. Taft, Colonel Taft, when I was working on the air one day, and I read his forecast that included a high probability of rain. As usual, I was trying to make some lame joke about how disappointing it was that there was rain in the forecast, and I temporarily lost my mind, and I just offhandedly blamed the rain on Harold, Colonel Taft. Unfortunately for me, the living legend himself was listening to the radio on his way to the station for his 6 o'clock TV broadcast, and when he came striding into the control room with smoke coming out of his ears, I knew I'd crossed the line. Like I said, he was only about 5'6", but he instantly got right up in my face, or at least as close to my face as he could get since I'm 6'3", and he growled, "Don't blame the weather guy for the bad weather. Do I make myself perfectly clear, young man?" Heck, he didn't even give me time to sheepishly answer, "Yes, sir, sorry, sir." He just turned on his heel and stomped out. And you know, the next time I saw him, he acted as if nothing had happened at all. And we remained good friends and colleagues. But boy, I had been put in my place. And it was a lesson I never forgot. Maybe that's why I get so worked up when I see local TV weather people overstate the danger of an approaching storm. Because I know Harold Taft would never do such a thing. And if one of the suits in the front office tried to order him to do something like that, they'd get the same earful I got back when I was a hotshot teenage DJ. And it makes me angry to realize that the broadcasting business that I've loved and enjoyed being a part of will never have that kind of integrity and honesty again, no matter how bad the storm turned out to be. And it turned out to be plenty bad, didn't it? And candidly, that's a sad commentary about our society as a whole, not just the media. So today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, we're going to engage in some post-hurricane double shots and mid-pandemic cooking tips and tricks and techniques. And we're going to try to chase away the tropical storm season blues. And we'll accomplish that, or at least we'll try to accomplish that, by talking about everything from classic Mexican food restaurants to catfish and hamburgers cooked right there in our own backyards. And you know, if he were still around, I'm quite sure the little Colonel would approve.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's. Conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Sometimes I think the song, For He's a Jolly Good Fellow, was written about this guy. Say hello to Dave Fremont of Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dyke. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. Just doing fine, Randy. And when I think of Jolly, I think of Santa Claus, and I think you're making a reference to my weight.
No. You know, 2020 is like one of those old DJ phrases that I used to use on the air all the time, and the hits just keep on coming. I mean, we knew it was a possibility, but I don't think any of us envisioned dodging not one, but two hurricanes in the same week. But this year just seems to keep throwing more and more curveballs at us, doesn't it?
I'm telling you, it's just been unbelievable. It's like you wake up in the morning and you just automatically duck. You never know what the day's got in store for you. But, you know, I guess you ought to take every day like that anyway and just get up but feel confident and faithful that everything's going to be okay and deal with things as they come the best you can. But you're right. I'm telling you, with storms and COVID and you name it, there's just been about everything that could get thrown at us has been, as they say, thrown at us.
Well, we spent way too much time talking about Marco and Laura and a lot of other tropical storm related subjects in the monologue. So let's discuss some other stuff, like what's going on at Boyd's One Stop. How are things at the world's biggest amusement park for fishing enthusiasts?
Things are just carrying on. We're doing the best we can, and it's been once again an unusual year with the virus and everything that's been going on, but we've been practicing the social distancing the best we could. Of course, when it all kicked off at the beginning, it was kind of a hit and miss thing, but we've kind of got things down in terms of that, and we're doing very well, and a lot of folks are getting out and fishing. It's been an unbelievable time on the Texas City Dyke in terms of crowds. I mean, folks have been piling up, but because it's 5 miles plus long, there's plenty of room for an awful lot of people to fish and still stay safe. So Boyd's has been supplying the bait, the tackle, the groceries, ice, and just doing the best we can to supply the fishermen. And then on the flip side, we've been trying to do the best we can to provide the seafood for folks that want to swing back by and pick some table shrimp up or some blue crab. We've had a pretty good variety of and sizes of blue crab this year. So, Randy, Boyd's One Stop is still alive and well, and thank you for asking.
Well, let's talk about fishing for just a few minutes. How is fishing impacted by tropical storms in general? Does it drive the fish away, or do they tend to bite more aggressively after a tropical storm?
Well, that's a good question, Randy, and not always an easy answer, because when you go fishing and the conditions are good, well, it enables you to be able to cast your line out and get into a spot where a lot of times the fish are congregating. When the weather turns south and gets a little windy and nasty, it cuts you down on your ability to get the line out into the water. And so the fish may be there, but if you can't get your bait in the water, then there's a chance that you're not going to be able to catch them.
Sure.
But some species of fish don't like the real rough, off-colored, choppy water. It's more difficult to catch speckled trout, and sometimes a little more difficult to catch flounder. But redfish, for example, which is a very popular fish for not only catching but for eating on the Gulf Coast and Galveston Bay, redfish seem to like that water stirred up. And I think what happens is that the bait gets confused if it's alive, and then any dead bait or pieces of food material that the fish like gets stirred up, and it enables the fish to be able to sense it and eat it. So that's my two cents on the subject.
Well, the list of items that most fishing lovers need can be long sometimes. So Boyd's One Stop starts with bait, because after all, Boyd's started as a bait shop. But you guys have taken that concept of simple bait shop and taken it to a whole new level, right?
Yes, that's correct. Boyd's One Stop, we're just diverse in so many different ways. We supply the fishermen with not only the bait and the tackle and such, but we also help the customers. When new customers come in and they're looking for some help, and they may be from out of town or out of state, and they've just heard about us either on Facebook or on this great show on the radio, then they'll come down and they'll say, hey, we've never been fishing before, but what can we do? So that's where we come in, and that's where I really like to do it, especially if there's kiddos involved, to help them get involved and learn things about what it takes to be able to go out on the Texas City Dike and catch a fish.
Plus, Boyd's One Stop has built the most impressive fresh seafood market that I have ever seen. And if you don't have time to go fishing, you can always just pick up what you need for a fabulous home-cooked seafood dinner right there at Boyd's. What's looking good in the fresh seafood market at Boyd's these days, Dave?
Our main staple, in my opinion, is shrimp. Having the ability to work with local shrimpers and also the offshore shrimpers enables us to be able to keep almost all the time a 24/7 supply when we're open to get the customers shrimp of all sizes. And most of the time they're wild caught. They're always wild caught, but most of the time they're wild caught Gulf of Mexico white shrimp. They seem to be the ones that are targeted the most, and the ones when they're available in season that we get. They're delicious. They're firm. They're meaty. We can get them in the extra large sizes, the colossal, the U10s, which means 10 to a pound, 9-12, which means there's 9 to 12 to a pound. They're delicious. They're great on the grill, fried, any way you want to do it, Forrest Gump style. I mean, you can have a great dinner. So shrimp is our favorite.
But Mama says that you should drop by the Cajun Seafood Grill, too. Perfect place to pick up already prepared seafood so you don't have to cook at home. What kind of menu items do you like over at the Cajun Seafood Grill at Boyd's, Dave?
Well, I've been talking nothing about seafood, but old Dave just loves a great cheeseburger. And there's something about going to a mom and pop diner or a grill and just going up to the window and saying, hey, give me a big old fat cheeseburger and a big order of fries and a root beer, you know. So I like to do that. But the grill offers a lot of stuff. Folks just really crave like the coconut shrimp. Gosh, those are great sellers there. They're a big old basket I think there's somewhere around anywhere from 6 to 10. I can't remember on the menu right now. The 9-12 shrimp that are coconut shrimp, those are very good. And then they like poor boys, shrimp poor boys. They're very popular, too. Shrimp tacos. A lot of folks like the shrimp tacos. Give old Dave a big old cheeseburger, and he's a happy camper.
Well, you know, oddly enough, last Thursday just happened to be National Burger Day. So it's appropriate that you should mention a burger. I would not have expected to find that at the Cajun Seafood Grill, but you guys have a lot of different menu items there. And before time slips away altogether, Dave, I want to get your take on another Texas seafood favorite, catfish, because August is National Catfish Month. And there are several different species of catfish, so which one's the best one for eating?
Well, you know, when people think catfish all around the country, if you ask them, 9 out of 10 or maybe even 11 out of 10, will tell you it's freshwater catfish. I can't even say it because I'm so unfamiliar with the species. I live on Galveston Bay and always have. The only freshwater we have around here to speak of is in the kitchen sink or in the tub. Our species of catfish are the what they call the lowly hardhead catfish and the gaff top sail or the gaff top catfish. Those are saltwater varieties. Both can be eaten. The gaff top, in my opinion, is an excellent table fare for catfish. But the blue cats, the yellow cats, the what are they? Flathead catfish, the different kinds. I couldn't tell you which ones I eat, but I love freshwater catfish, but I always have to go to a restaurant. So that's the way it is with old Saltwater Dave.
This has been Dave Fremont. He's the proud spokesman for Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dike. How do we find you guys?
Okay, Randy, our address is 227 Dike Road. We're slap dab on Texas City Dike Road on the right-hand side. Facebook is our place to go for what's happening right now, and then BoydsOneStop.com is our web address, and thank you very much once again.
Well, Dave, you're always a jolly good fellow to have on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, and we look forward to our next visit.
Ho, ho, ho. I'll do it, Randy. Thank you very much.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi friends, Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Well, looky here. It's our executive producer and our favorite foodie, Greg Berlocker. Hey, buddy.
What's going on, Randy?
What, did you survive the storm?
Well, if I didn't, I wouldn't be talking to you.
Fair point. Well taken. I love the way they name these storms after real people. Have you ever known anybody named
Marco? I mean, other than that guy Rubio in Congress.
No, I know lots of Lauras.
Yeah, I had a boss named Laura, and some of my coworkers thought she was kind of similar to a hurricane. But I always liked her, and I didn't think she was a blowhard at all. But I've never met a Marco, I must admit.
I've met a Marcus and a Marcos, but not a Marco.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about Marcus here in just a minute. And we've talked about hurricanes enough this past week. So let's talk about something else. You own a really cool company called Cellular and Satellite. Tell us what you guys do over there.
Well, we're super busy right now. People lost their internet in the storm, and we're providing satellite solutions and putting in backup internet. We try to tell people before these things happen, hope is not a plan. So we provide internet connections via cellular and satellite.
I've wanted to ask you this question for a long time. I figure you'll know the answer here. 5G is a big deal in the telecommunications industry.
Right.
But there's this conspiracy group out there that believes that Russia or China or both is going to use 5G to spy on us somehow and gather private information on Americans. Give us your take on that.
Oh, gosh, Randy, don't you believe that?
I must admit, I don't.
There's little green men walking around, too, out in, what is it, New Mexico? You know, Area 51, and I mean, come on. I mean, don't you have an aluminum hat?
Well, I used to, but then I sobered up.
Now, to be candid, I've worked around microwave radio and have seen the damage, so I don't want to make light of potential health issues. I do have some concerns about that, but people were correlating the rollout of 5G in certain cities with COVID virus. I mean, good grief. I mean,
yeah.
Don't confuse me with the facts. So
as we've pointed out many times before, obviously when it comes to cellular or satellite, Greg knows what he's talking about. So tell folks how they can reach you at Cellular and Satellite.
You can always check out our website at cellularandsatellite.com. It's all spelled out. Or we're happy to talk to you on the phone. If you need to reach us, we're at 832-551-1000.
Greg has also worked for many years as an advertising advisor for the Belleville Meat Market. So get us up to date on what's happening at the Belleville Meat Market these days, Greg.
Well, gosh, those guys work so hard. Anytime there's an event, whether it's COVID, whether it's a hurricane, they really work extra hard to make sure that the shelves are fully stocked. And as always, there's always a full-time butcher on call. If you need to have steaks cut exactly 1 7/8 inch thick, they can absolutely do that. And they've got great handmade tamales, which are just phenomenally large. You've never seen tamales with this much meat in them, and just a wide variety of services. 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Yeah, they are very, very busy, though.
I hate to bring up the topic of hurricanes again right after I steered us away from them. See what I did there? Steered us away from her. But anyway, whenever we have the threat of a major storm, people hoard purchase groceries, and the stores run out of certain food items. But Jared and Marcus Poffenberger have been working overtime, as you said, to keep their meat cases stocked during the pandemic. So we would guess that handling your common everyday variety of a hurricane is kind of child's play for them, right?
Yeah, they do such an amazing amount of business. And, of course, you know, they've got long-term relationships with suppliers, and that helps. You know, they're not a small institution that buys a little bit here and there. They go through thousands and thousands of pounds of supplies every week. So the meat suppliers know who they are, and they've worked hard to develop new relationships. You know, the pandemic has hit certain meat suppliers because the virus can live in cold areas. And so they brought on new suppliers. So in case anything should happen, their supply of fresh pork and beef and chicken is not affected. So I've really got to tip my hat to Marcus and Jared. They work really, really hard behind the scenes in addition to
providing all of the butchering services, just making sure that that there's ample supplies, because they really get, you know, extra traffic during these weather events.
And we're also sure they're not running low on that great tasting barbecue that they sell right there on the floor. Pecan smoked barbecue, by the way, at the Belleville Meat Market. What are some of your personal favorites for lunch or dinner?
Oh, gosh. You know, I've been, Sally gave me a pellet grill, and it's really improved my smoking. I love the plate ribs. Those are the great big things that look like, you know, Fred Flintstone ribs in the cartoon, you know, great big beef ribs, and you can cook them in about, well, depends on the grill, anywhere from 5 to 8 hours. And that's my favorite. Gosh, dog, just one of those ribs is a whole meal.
But they have all of that ready for you right now at the Belleville Meat Market, right?
Yep, absolutely. And, The other thing, we were going to talk about hamburgers.
Yeah, it was National Burger Day last Thursday, and ignoring the fact that a lot of folks on the Texas Gulf Coast feel like they've been through the meat grinder this past week, I looked it up. National Burger Day is actually a tribute to the sandwich, not just ground beef. So I want to start with a trivia question.
Okay.
Do you know what the biggest hamburger ever created was?
The one I ate last night.
I can always depend on Greg for good food tips. No, it was actually over 8,000 pounds, and it was cooked for a burger festival in Wisconsin. That's heresy.
Yeah.
Texas, we have to do better than this. Don't you think, Greg?
Oh, gosh, yeah. That's a travesty.
And another fun fact is that more Americans eat burgers out at restaurants than they do at home. Did you know that, Greg?
That seems, when you look at the line at Whataburger every day, you know, those numbers have to add up.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, one of my favorite things is a burger called a Squealer Burger.
Okay, explain.
And I had it at Tukey's down near Seabrook.
Sure.
And they take, instead of putting bacon on top of the burger, they grind it up and add the ground up bacon to the ground meat.
Wow.
And then when it's cooked, you'd have bacon in the burger.
Cool.
Well, I've tried to find places where you buy ground meat, and they can't do that. It's against the USDA health, right? However, since Belleville Meat Market processes wild game, they have all the necessary permissions to do that. So if you would like to have a burger with buy a pound of meat, a ground chuck, and have them add a half pound of ground bacon to it, you can do that. And if you want them to throw in a half pound of cheese, they can do that too, or green onions and things like that. So one of the benefits of being a full service meat market is that they can. Accommodate all of that. Even if you wanted to say, hey, could you create 5 pounds of ground meat and make half of it chuck and half of it sirloin steak?
So, of course, we need to know exactly how to get to the Belleville Meat Market. Tell us, Greg.
It's halfway between Sealy and Hempstead on Highway 36. So if you're going to go out Katy Freeway, you go out to Sealy and you take a right. And on Highway 36, and it's about 15 minutes down the road to Belleville. And if you're going out 290, you take a left on Highway 36, and it's exactly 15 minutes for me the direction.
And what's their website?
The website is BellevilleMeatMarket.com.
Always good food information from our executive producer and our favorite foodie, Greg Berlocker. Say hello to Sally and go hoard some bottled water, okay, buddy?
Sounds great. Great talking to you, Randy.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd's Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Well, if last week he was an outlaw, this week he's a road hog. He's my old radio partner from the Hudson and Harrigan Show, Fred Olson. How's by you, pal?
Pretty good. Feel blessed to get out of town for a few days. And
oh, that's right. You told me you were headed to destinations unknown. Actually, very well known. You went to San Antonio, right?
Yeah, I hadn't really been there a lot. But yeah, it's really enjoyable, and just took a couple days to not look at all the projects I haven't finished around the ranch.
So what projects are you avoiding?
Well, some I can't do till fall. Trimming some more trees up. I'd like to get rid of some of this goat weed.
Goat weed?
Well, yeah, it's I think it's called because it smells when you cut it. It has kind of a, I don't know. It isn't horrible. It's just kind of sweet, and it's okay at first, but if you mow it for an hour or so,
it gets pungent.
Yeah, it gets a little pungent, and nothing eats it. Goats don't eat it, so I don't know why they call it goat weed.
Well, because maybe it smells like a wet goat. You ever think?
I've never had a wet goat. But I imagine if anybody out there has a wet goat, let us know.
Yeah. Well, my first question is related to this cleanse that you and Bev just completed. You keep telling me it's not a diet, but yet you lost how much weight?
Probably about 15 pounds, but the thing is, you call it a cleanse, it's not. It's what's called an elimination diet. You wipe out all the things you think might be causing you issues, like sugar, gluten, bread, rice, dairy, things like that, alcohol. And then you do that for 30 days, and you really eat very well. There's 1,000 recipes. At the end of 30 days, you add things back in. You'll add, like, last night was the first night I really had a dessert. I haven't had a refined sugar in over a month, and I added, I even had a small piece of bread and a glass of wine, and I can feel different when I wake up the next day. I realize there are certain things that I like refined sugar I can do without. I can just do without it. So
you lost 15 pounds. Did you gain it all back in San Antonio?
No, actually, I'm still keeping on what I'm doing. I just kind of have a default setting I go to, and just, you know, as we get older, it's something I'm going to do. Inflammation is bad. It leads to real bad things in the human body. And my family kind of has a history of diabetes.
Ah.
And I do not want to be one of those statistics. So that's part of it.
Yeah. But my point about this cleanse, or whatever it is you want to call it, in order to do something like that right, there has to be a good deal of preparation, forethought that goes into it. So did that have anything to do with why Bev wanted to escape the kitchen and let somebody else do the cooking for a while?
She has found some amazing recipes, but, you know, it is prep time. That's the thing about it. But you go out, disease is a lot more expensive than a few hours prep time. Think about that. And so, she really prepped things and salads and the meats we ate. We would set up our meal plan like for a day or two or three days. And so we would just kind of stick to it. And it was easy. I had our pastor just did the Daniel diet, which is the biblical Daniel diet.
Huh.
And that's really hard. You know, that's nuts, seeds, no meat, no dairy, no oils, and just vegetables. That's what Daniel lived on.
Wow.
Under Nebuchadnezzar, if you look at the biblical diet, and that to me would be hard, but the whole 30-day diet, it's tough. You'll have moments where you kind of want to crater and go, screw it, give me some pizza or a candy bar. But then after you get through that, you realize they said there's a way to tell whether it's a craving or not. If you think you're really, really that hungry, does, steamed fish and vegetables sound good?
Yeah, always.
And if it doesn't sound good to you, then it's a craving, and then you're after sugar or whatever. So anyway, it's just, I recommend Whole 30 to people who want to lose weight and do it with somebody you love, and you will. But it isn't really a weight loss thing. It's, again, you eliminate what you don't need, and you put back in what's harming you, and then you begin to realize, I'm eating too much sugar, I'm eating too much gluten or things like that really affect your body.
So maybe it's more of an awareness diet about the things you probably need to avoid more often.
Oh, absolutely. And we don't need refined sugar. We don't really need refined cooking oils. We just don't need them. And so anyway, that's my pulpit for the day.
Okay.
Be safe, be careful, be vigilant. And if you look at, if you go into a grocery store, walk down almost any aisle, and it's all sugar. Drinks, bread, it's all starches or sugars or refined sugar. And that's scary to me, you know, because I love all that stuff.
But what's the point of going to San Antonio if you don't eat Mexican food? And lots of my friends rave about a place called La Fonda on Main. And I think we as a family ate there by mistake a few years ago, because I think we were actually trying to go to La Fogata, not La Fonda, and we got the names mixed up. And we love La Fogata. Have you ever eaten there?
No. One place we like, because Bev loves their ceviche, is called La Margarita, and it's in the same little area as Mi Tierra, which is a classic
Mexican
restaurant there. So we're going to go there. We're going to get some some food there. And yeah, I may have an enchilada or so, but I'm not going to eat a whole basket of chips before my food gets there.
Well, the chips and salsa is extremely important to me. And I must admit, that's one reason why I like La Fogata so much. But I also love their enchiladas and the rice and the beans and the tacos and the tamales. But if you want to try something different at La Fogata, check out some of those seafood entrees they have, because they're really unique. But the thing you have to watch... The thing you have to watch out for in La Fogata, I don't have to because I quit drinking margaritas, but their margaritas are notoriously strong, and that explains the long line of taxis waiting outside the front door.
Well, that's the secret. Just use Uber right there. There you go.
Well, there are a couple of upscale dining places on the Riverwalk area, or the downtown area, I guess is more accurate. One is called Savor Bistro, and another is called Bliss. Have you tried either one of those?
No, but I've been to Dirty Nelly's. And
that doesn't sound like upscale dining to me, friend.
No. At that time in my life, no, it was probably low-scale drinking. I like Dirty Nelly. Dirty Nelly's is fun until I got thrown out.
Well, you know, if I'm going to travel, I don't want to go upscale because I don't want just a little bitty piece of fish and a spoonful of rice and a couple of heads of broccoli. I want to pig out. I want to eat big. I want comfort food and a lot of it, right?
Yeah, I can see the wisdom in that. You only live once and you got to have a little fun. Otherwise, life gets a little too confining.
Yeah, I don't want no frou-frou food. Heck, I want a three-meat plate of barbecue with a volleyball-sized dollop of potato salad and a satellite dish full of cowboy beans, or a double-meat cheeseburger with more tater tots than the law should allow. You know what I mean?
Hey, that's what they're catering to, isn't it? And a lot of stuff is open, so you know you can wear your mask up at the door, but once you sit down, you can actually pull it off and smile at your wife.
But another reason I bet that you and Bev slipped away from Rattlesnake Ranch this past week might have something to do with those two hurricanes. Now, I know you guys got a lot of beef left in the freezer. What's your contingency plan if the power goes out?
Well, I actually have solar. I've got partial solar here.
Oh, that's right. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, so we have a place we can go to with AC and a fridge and water. So we're really blessed in that aspect. That runs off the solar panels. It isn't a huge, it's probably 16 by 40, but it's a pretty good size array. And it does about 8,000 watts an hour.
And how long will it last, Fred?
Well, with the batteries I've got, that's a good question. Depends on what you're running.
Yeah.
It really does. It depends on, you know, if you get a little like window unit, it's not bad. But if I turn on every light and two AC units and all that kind of stuff, but yeah, you just kind of hunker down and it didn't last long. Power outages aren't too bad for us out here, I don't think. But.
Well, I remember we lost power during Ike and I fired up my generator and all my neighbors started wandering over to my backyard saying, "Hey, got any extra freezer space there, buddy?" Suddenly, I was the most popular guy on the block. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It pays. So, yeah, that's my biggest fear whenever we leave town. I go, I know that everything is locked up, but what if we lost power?
Yeah.
All that freezer. But fortunately, we've been lucky so far, so it's all good.
Well, we're glad you guys had fun in SA, but do me a favor. Go out there and soak up as much solar energy as you can, will you? I'm going to go check the gasoline supply for my generator because hurricane season's just getting started good. I'll let you go for now. We'll talk next week. Okay, buddy?
You got that, brother.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something else?